With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Powerful winter storms that swept the South over the weekend left at least 10 people dead, nine of those fatalities in Kentucky, devastated by severe flooding. Governor Andy Beshear warns of more bad weather ahead.
Tuesday night into Wednesday night, we're going to have another round of snow that is going to dump at least an inch and maybe up to 6 to 8 inches on parts of Kentucky. That will cause significant disruption and closures, especially depending on where we are in dealing with this flood at that point.
Meanwhile, the Rockies and the Northern Plains bracing for a polar vortex, expected to usher in life-threatening cold, according to the National Weather Service. Temperatures in the northeastern sections of Montana predicted to drop as low as 45 degrees below zero. Also at SRNnews.com, high-level U.S. and Russian officials preparing to lay the groundwork for talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine.
The U.S. delegation includes Secretary of State Rubio, Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. The upcoming talks are meant to precede a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Ukrainian leaders have said they were not invited to the meeting. They and officials in other European countries have publicly expressed frustration that U.S. officials are excluding them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Kremlin says the Russia-U.S. talks will take place tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, European leaders have been gathering today in Paris. They're holding an emergency meeting on the Trump administration's Ukraine initiative. They'll also discuss increasing European defense spending. Trump administration efforts to cut the size and the cost of government resulted in thousands of federal workers being laid off, more layoffs expected. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in New Hampshire.
Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, is going to bat for a student in the university system of New Hampshire who doesn't want to list his personal pronouns as a prerequisite for writing in a college newspaper. The paper was prepared to publish the student's article, but killed it when he refused to list pronouns, a violation of his Christian faith. Liberty Counsel says, quote, under the law, compelling a person to speak a message contrary to their beliefs in this way is a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Interscholastic Federation intends to keep on letting boys play on girls' sports teams, despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with a California law that permits students to participate in school athletic teams consistent with the student's gender identity. Meanwhile, the Illinois State High School Association says it's awaiting further guidance on the issue. This is SRN News. Today's day, it's become known as President's Day.
The federal holiday is officially Washington's birthday to honor George, and 34 states use his name in some way. However, 19 states use some form of George and or President's Day. The latter took hold after the holiday became fixed in 1971 on the third Monday in February. Hope you're keeping track of all of this. The result is a jumble of names, dates, and ideas on how to celebrate. Bottom line, celebrate however you wish as we honor those who have led the nation. Jason Walker reporting.
And while you're celebrating, remember there is no mail delivery today. The post office is closed. Most, if not all, banks are closed as well. The stock market has the day off, but it will be back to business as usual tomorrow for the New York Stock Exchange, as well as the NASDAQ. More details at srnnews.com.